I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day, and we mark the passing of one of America's most loved comedians. Bob Hope died of pneumonia late last night at his home in the Toluca Lake District of Los Angeles. He had celebrated his 100th birthday less than 2 months ago. Bob Hope was a showbiz legend for his vaudeville performances, his movies, his shows for the troops. But here on Day to Day, we thought we'd remember Bob Hope, the radio star. And for that, we take you back to November of 1946. This is just after the congressional elections. And like last November, the Republicans had swept both houses of Congress. And the week after the election, families gathered round the radio to listen to their favorite comedy hour, The Pepsodent Show.
Tonight, from the home of Ken Murray's Blackouts, the El Capitan Theater, Hollywood, California, we bring you The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope and his special guest, Lucille Ball. Thank you very much. Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob back in Hollywood Hope, telling all congressmen, whether you're Republican or Democrat, brush on that Pepsodent with a steady beat, and your teeth will stay in even though you've lost your seat. Well, here we are back in Hollywood. It's easy to get home from the East now. You just go to Washington and catch the Missouri-bound bus. But it's great to be back, and I want to tell you, I love making tours. I feel so much safer with four wheels under me. Here in Hollywood, it's the other way around. Pedestrians, it's really very noticeable that I was away for a while. I'm the only pedestrian around without any skid marks on them. I flew back to California. I wanted to get here before the Duke of Windsor bought it for a ranch. He just wants to buy something solid that the thieves can't pick up and walk away with, you know? But it was great getting back, and I never realized how much I owe to the people of California till I saw all my creditors at the airport. I was met at the airport by a brass band. Well, it wasn't exactly a brass band. A Girl Scout with braces on her teeth came up and smiled. But we had a great trip. We played New York, Boston, Philadelphia, and Baltimore. I tried playing Washington, but I was thrown out with the rest of them. Yes, sir, you can tell Baltimore's right next to Washington. All night the moving vans were passing through. I watched all night, but the piano didn't go by. Of course, everyone was happy about the election, including the Democrats. They think it's wonderful to be able to blame things on the Republicans for a change. But the Republicans had their usual luck. On Tuesday, they won both the houses for the first time in 16 years, and then 3 days later, President Truman took the ceilings off.
Bob Hope from 1946 on his NBC radio program, The Pepsodent Show. He died last night at the age of 100. This is Day to Day from NPR News.